What's going on, Steeler Nation? This is Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, giving you a brand new podcast for BehindTheSteelCurtain.com followers, listeners that follow us on iTunes, all those good things. It's just stripped down. There's no introduction. There's no co-host. It's just me talking with you. I guess you listening to me about something that's going on around the Pittsburgh Steelers. It could be, you know, any number of things, and we're going to hit these topics when it gets closer to the draft. You'll see a couple of these a week. We're locked talking no more than 10-minute podcasts, but enough to kind of give you your Steeler fix to get you through the dog days of the offseason. So we're going to be doing this. We might have a couple other guys doing some shows for us as well, but I'm going to be your primary host here on the Steelers Hangout. Now, today's episode is going to be about something that a lot of people are talking about, and that's Antonio Brown. Everyone knows about the Facebook Live video. That news is kind of in the past, and now it seems like new news is breaking almost all the time about Antonio Brown's attitude. The NFL Network, NFL.com, ran stories on how Antonio Brown was not happy on the sidelines against the Patriots, claiming that he wanted the ball more, this, that, and the other, essentially just speaking of him being extremely selfish. And all this talk between the Facebook Live video and Mike Tomlin coming down very hard on Antonio Brown for that video, and rightfully so. A lot of people have been asking, should Antonio Brown be traded? Should they really trade Antonio Brown, or would this possibly be the last year that he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, first, let's talk about the facts. Antonio Brown is under contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers through the 2017 season. So he is going to be playing, unless he is traded. We'll talk about that in a second. His 2017 contract, his base salary, is $4.7 million, but he has a restructured bonus of $8.9 million. That's an overall cap of $13 million. That's a cap hit, okay? That's the cap hit. So some people said, I think they should just cut him. You know what? Just cut him. Let him loose. Not even worth it anymore. Get dead weight. Get rid of him. If they were to do that, they'd have to eat over almost $9 million as dead cap hit if he were to be just released. You know, they pull LeGarrette Blount. When LeGarrette Blount walked off on the team on that Monday night in Tennessee, they just said, you know what? Done. Done with you. Sick of it. Don't want to see any more. Peace. They'd have to eat almost $9 million. Now, they do have a good cap situation coming up next season. You would hate to have to lose that with that. So let's get to the brass tacks, so to speak. And we're talking about today on this show is, what are the pros and cons of the possibility of trading Antonio Brown? If they were to trade him, like, what would be something good that would come from trading Antonio Brown? And vice versa, what would be some of the negatives if you decide to trade Antonio Brown? Well, let's talk about the trade first. Okay, if the Steelers somehow, the Art Rooney II, Dan Rooney, Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, everyone involved, if they all got on board and said, you know what, we're getting rid of this guy. I think the number one reason why they would trade him would be because of the issues that they've had to deal with now for a couple years. This is not news, that the pouting and stuff. Ben Roethlisberger talked about it on his radio show. Mike Tomlin talks about it often, about how he wants to have Antonio Brown more focused on goal-oriented stuff that is essentially team-related, not statistics, not leading the lead in receptions, things like that. So that would be one of the reasons. But there's got to be more to it than that, because when you have great players, and that's what Antonio Brown is, he is a great player, there's more to it. There's always more to it. I think that if you're going to trade Antonio Brown in the offseason, the biggest reason why is the potential for return. You're taking arguably the best wide receiver in the game of football, and you're putting him on the open market. You would be able to demand a very high price tag, whether that be with draft picks, whether that be with players, maybe like a pass rusher, something like that. There would be a lot of different options the Steelers would have when you're essentially taking one of the best players in the game and putting him on the market. They'd be able to drive a high price tag, and someone would buy it. Someone would bite, and that would be a big trade. But is the trade-off worth it? We're going to talk about that in a second. Let's talk about Antonio Brown's eventual price tag. I mentioned his salary cap hit of $13 million in 2017. And they have a lot of free agents, the Steelers do, that they're going to want to sign. And I talked about their salary cap situation. Looks pretty good. Actually looks really good, especially when they're projecting the salary cap's going to go up. But when you look at having to re-sign Le'Veon Bell, if he's franchise tag, that's $12 million towards the salary cap. That's a big hit. And then also, you have to pay Antonio Brown. So, you know, you're looking at how many years are you giving him. You know he's going to want to be the highest, if not one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league. And if you follow those contract negotiations, that is a pretty penny right there. So they might not want to pay him that much money. And that could be a reason they want to get rid of him. Because let's be honest, if you just let him play out 2017 and hit 2018 as an unrestricted free agent, you don't get anything. Yeah, you'll get a comp pick, but the highest comp picks given are third-round draft picks. I'm sorry, that's not worth it. So that would be another reason why you potentially want to trade Antonio Brown. And then the next thing, and a lot of people are talking about this, is has he kind of hit his ceiling? Okay, so listen to the statistics in terms of receptions and yards. In 2011 was when he had his first big season. He had 123 catches. Okay, I'm sorry, he had 69 catches, but he had over 1,000 yards receiving for the first time. He got injured in 2012. In 2013, he exploded. 110 receptions, 1,499 yards. People are thinking, how could it get better than this? It does. 2014, 129 catches, 1,698 yards. Again, fans are saying, this is incredible. There's no way this guy can top these numbers. And he did it in 2015 by catching 136 passes for 1,834 yards. He was close. If Ben Roethlisberger hadn't gotten hurt in the 2015 season multiple times, there are a lot of people, myself included, that think he would have been the first wide receiver in NFL history to break the 2,000-yard barrier. And so everyone said, what in the world can we expect from him in 2016? Now, he only played in 15 games. They rested him against the Cleveland Browns, so keep that in the back of your mind. But he only had 106 catches. And it's crazy that we see 106 catches and think, oh, it's only 106 catches. Well, that's the lowest output he's had since 2012, before he burst onto the scene, really, in 2013. He had 1,284 yards receiving. Again, that's his lowest since 2012. Now, you look at all the other things like touchdowns and all that. His touchdown marks were pretty much the same as the last 2 years, but has he kind of hit his peak? You've seen him being able to be taken out of the game more. Now, this year was a little different. They didn't have that true number two wide receiver. Martavis Bryant wasn't out there. He opens up a lot of stuff for Antonio Brown as a deep threat. There's a lot of factors that are involved in that, but that is a valid concern for a lot of people. So all those reasons, the issues off the field, the potential price tag, the option of getting something big in return for him, and then the question of whether he's hit his peak, all reasons why someone could justify trading Antonio Brown. Now let's go to the other side of the coin, which is why you wouldn't trade Antonio Brown. First and foremost, I just talked about it. The Steelers' receiving options should be better in 2017, whether it's with a healthy Sammy Coates, whether Martavis Bryant comes back. He should have more weapons around him that he should be able to get back to the previous numbers that he was seeing in 2014 and 2015. Not to mention that Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger have one of the most uncanny abilities of finding each other at the right time. It is truly something special to watch when you see just how in sync they are, okay, with each other when Ben Ray breaks out of the pocket, and also just the trust level. You know, if Ben Roethlisberger sees Antonio Brown have single coverage on him, he's throwing it up saying, I know my guy's going to make a play. Okay, and I said it earlier, this guy is one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League, and a lot of people would say he is worth the money. He's a guy that you still build around. He is still young. Okay, he's only been in the league since 2010. He has a lot of football left. Can he be as productive as he once was? Well, that's yet to be determined, but it looks like yes, he can. if he can agree to a 3 or 4 year deal, that's a pretty good deal. I'm not sold on the fact of him giving them some type of quote-unquote hometown discount, but I think that he would be able to take top five, top three money and be happy with that. And you'd get his services for probably the rest of Ben Roethlisberger's career, and at the same time, he would be putting up good numbers for the Pittsburgh Steelers as they have a team, and this is the last point, they have a team that's pretty close to being a championship-caliber team for the next few seasons. So, with that said, you would want to keep him. You'd want to keep him around. I mean, let's be honest. Go back just a few months ago. Okay, screw that. A few weeks ago, before the Facebook Live video, before the story on him pouting in the AFC Championship game, was anyone complaining about Antonio Brown? Has anyone said anything bad about this guy other than the fact that he wants the football? Well, show me a big-time receiver that A, isn't a diva, and B, doesn't want the football all the time. It's like Keyshawn Johnson said, throw me the damn ball. That's what Antonio Brown feels like. He feels like he's always open. He feels like he's always the guy that should be getting the football, and you can't fault him for that. He's a playmaker. So you take a look at the pros and cons here. Trade, no trade. I'm not really going to give my opinion too much because I could definitely make a case for either one of these sides. And the case could be convincing if you think about it. If I were to predict, though, what I think's going to happen, I think that the Steelers are going to give him a deal. I think they're going to offer him a very reasonable contract that is, A, good for him. It's going to give him top money. It's going to make him a very wealthy man for the next 3 or 4 years. It's also going to be a deal that is backloaded so that the Steelers' salary cap situation next year can be good enough that they could possibly sign someone like Le'Veon Bell and get other guys signed. People like Ross Cockrell, maybe give Lawrence Timmons a new deal, maybe throw James Harrison another 1 to 2 year contract, things like that. The question is, will he be willing to do that? Not so sure. He might push it aside and say, you know what, I'm not taking this deal. I want better. And that's something that, unfortunately, as fans, we probably will never get to hear about that. That stuff happens behind closed doors. You might hear some riffs here and there with Antonio Brown. Maybe we will hear about it. We hear a lot about this guy. But ultimately, I think a deal will get done. The Steelers might be pissed off right now, but a lot of that anger and aggression and frustration is coming from the team failing to make the Super Bowl combined with this stuff with Antonio Brown right now. Mike Tomlin has put up with it for a long time. I don't see why he wouldn't be able to put up with it for another 4 or 5 years or 3 years even. I just think that they find a way to get it done. I feel like this Antonio Brown talk is just a little too overblown for me. But, like I said earlier, you could argue both sides. I hope you enjoyed this first Steelers Hangout. I'm Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Make sure you check us out for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs.